Now we both kinda like it. Now we both kinda know that if we're ever gonna make it, we just need to let go.
You're listening to the Cross-Cutting Concerns podcast. I'm your host, Matt Groves. Please visit the site at crosscuttingconcerns.com, where you can subscribe, browse the archives, contact me, read show notes, and leave a comment. I'm recording this podcast on June 13th, 2017. My guest today is a web developer and chairman of OSMI, Open Sourcing Mental Illness, which is a 501c3 organization. Ed Finkler, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Matthew.
Thanks for coming on the show with me. Why did you start speaking about mental illness at tech conferences, of all places?
Well, I did because I wanted to talk about what I think is a common, or more, much more common than we think, situation amongst tech professionals and developers that I share, which is that I have a mental illness and that I have challenges with it that can significantly affect how I'm able to do my work. And I felt like that was an interesting topic and something that other people might be interested in hearing about too. It all sort of started with a podcast that I did where I talked about some of these issues, and the response we got back was really overwhelming. And so from that, I sort of started the idea of, instead of doing technical talks about JavaScript and PHP and things like that, let me talk about my experiences with mental health and how it's impacted positively, negatively, things that, you know, things that have gone well, things that haven't gone well, my career, and then how it impacts people in general with some of the work that we've done research-wise and things like that.
Can I just take a step back here? The term mental illness, I'm not an expert in this area. I don't know what sort of disorders and things are included in that term mental illness. Could you maybe just provide an overview of what that term means?
There's sometimes you get into a categorization issue of what's considered a mental illness versus what's considered a physiological disorder and things like that. The things that we are talking about here are things that are clinically defined as mental illnesses, and they would be things such as anxiety disorders, depression, bipolar disorders, psychoses. There's some consideration, it's gone back and forth in the medical community about addictive disorders, things like substance abuse or other kinds of addiction, things like that. Generally, we don't consider, say, autistic spectrum disorders to be in the, sort of that same category.
Okay.
Although it's very common that people with autistic spectrum disorders experience mental illnesses such as depression or anxiety.
Makes sense. So there is some overlap there for sure.
There's a lot of overlap, and a lot of it shifts as the medical community changes and decides to classify things differently.
So you mentioned that this all kind of started with a podcast episode. Was there a particular event or series of events that made this more of an interesting topic to you that sort of led to that initial podcast episode and speaking and so on?
The podcast episode was really inspired by experience I had at a conference, and I've had sometimes not good experiences, sometimes great experiences at conferences. A sort of whirlwind or tempest of unfortunate events led me to have a really, really hard time at a conference where I had forgotten my medication, didn't have my CPAP device with me, which is something that I use to help me be able to breathe while I'm sleeping, and things of that nature that all sort of came together. Didn't sleep well, got sick, didn't have my regular medication, and had a really, really tough time. That was the thing that I felt strongly enough about to say, you know what, I want to talk about this publicly. That was really the impetus for that, and doing a podcast, which was the episode 15 of our Development Hell podcast that I do with Chris Hartjes. And we're on episode 91 now, and that episode 15 has been by far the episode where we received the most response from.
Cool. I'm going to try to find a link to that and put it in the show notes at crosscuttingconcerns.com. Mental illness is a topic that people have very strong feelings about, and some people might be uncomfortable discussing. I know that's part of your mission is to help in that area. How have you been received at these conferences and events where you're talking about mental illness? Are people responding positively? Are people, you know, are shifting uncomfortably in their seats and trying to avoid you? I mean, what's the response like?
It has always been extremely positive. And the experiences that I've had and the feedback that I consistently get is that people, when they hear somebody speaking openly about mental illness and mental health, they themselves feel freer to discuss it. They are excited to find somebody actually doing it. So it generally, it's been, from what I can tell, an extremely positive experience, I know for myself and for the people who listen. I think that a lot of people come away with different perspectives. A lot of people feel freer. They feel that suddenly something that maybe they've dealt with for a long time and felt that they couldn't talk about, that maybe they're not as stuck with you know, not being able to discuss it. And they generally seem very excited to speak with me. Sometimes, maybe not in front of everybody, but a lot of people coming up to me afterwards, talking to me, talking about their own issues, and probably opening up in a way that they don't open up with most people. That is the kind of feedback that I've gotten consistently throughout the talks that I've given, which over 60 in the past 5 years. I can say across the board, it's been extremely positive.
Well, that sounds really good. And it also has led to you creating the OSMI, the Open Sourcing Mental Illness Organization. Can you talk briefly about what that is and how you got started in that and some of the efforts and projects that the OSMI has been undertaking?
OSMI really started as a, hey, let's start doing some stuff beyond just me talking, but make it a real organization. The idea is that we were starting to do more work that was not just me talking in front of people, but it included things like doing an annual survey of developers. It included things like creating handbooks for people, both employers and employees. It included things like video creation, podcast creation, and things like that. And so all of those things made sense to put that under a single organization, especially as more people started to help me with this stuff. So now it's not just, hey, a single person going and speaking. It's an organization that's dedicated to improving the lives of developers and improving it through promoting mental wellness. And we do that by working both with individuals and with employers to change the tech workplace and to change the kinds of values that we have in the tech workplace that sometimes are contrary and harmful to our mental health and our mental wellness. So that's what we try to do. We basically make the argument that this is a widespread problem, that there are lots of people in your workplace who don't feel comfortable talking about it. It's in your interest as an organization because you get more productive employees and you get a lot better retention of employees when you demonstrate that you're interested in their well-being, and that includes their mental wellness too.
So I was recently at a conference called Kalamazoo X, and there was a speaker there, and he was talking about autism. So, I mean, it's, again, sort of some overlap here. One of the things they did to accommodate him as a speaker was they turned off most of the lights in the auditorium because he had a really hard time with light sensitivity. And so can you think of just maybe one example of something that's a problem in the workplace for people that have mental illnesses that maybe, you know, we don't really think about, we're doing, and it's harmful, and it just didn't occur to us that it was harmful?
I think the widespread usage of open office layouts is detrimental to a lot of people, particularly when they're used that way, but people aren't put in a position where they're able to, if they need to, say, go and work by themselves in an enclosed space where they're not sort of bombarded by, you know, visual and auditory and sensory overload. And that's not just an issue with people on the autistic spectrum. A lot of people who maybe have social anxieties or other kinds of things. I think those things are really dramatic, and I think that it, you know, those open spaces oftentimes make it significantly harder for people who are dealing with those kinds of things to work in a space. And it means that you're, by adopting only those kinds of situations, you're really denying yourself access to a lot of people who might be very productive, but simply don't work well in those kinds of environments. I think that's one issue. I think generally the other issues are not understanding just how we seek treatment. The feedback that we've gotten from surveys is that the vast majority of people who work in tech don't have any information from their employers about mental wellness and how to seek help. given that at the very least we're talking about 20% of the population, that's a significant problem. By not dealing with those kinds of things effectively, and by, I think, by doing some other practices, like what are the expectations about hours? I think we tend to, there's a stereotype of the developer who loves development so much that they do it all the time, and they want to be at the office all the time, and they want to have free lunches, and they want to stay there, so much. And those things are actually not particularly helpful for anyone in general. They tend to promote issues, lead to issues of burnout and mental non-wellness. So a lot of those stereotypes that we tend to buy into in terms of, somebody with their head down just coding for like 10, 12 hours straight, that's actually not healthy. That's really not healthy for people. And I saw one thing that I think this is a value that a lot of people hold, or something like this, that was on a promo for a show, Attack of the Apps or something like that, that was an Apple podcast or Apple TV show. And there's a guy talking about that a risk he has to take is that he's never going to see his kids because it's so important that he works on this app. And that just so wildly undermines the notion that your wellness and your emotional and mental well-being are as important or more important than creating some sort of application or programming something. That's just deeply disturbing. But a lot of people feel that way, especially people who are in leadership roles. When they feel that way, those values come from the top down, and that permeates the culture of an organization. And I think it's very disturbing that we oftentimes hold those values.
Two things that you've brought up here. One is the open office spaces. There's been lots of controversy about these over the years. I think it was Stack Overflow guys who made this a point of, you always have closed offices available and things like that. They were of the mind that it's definitely going to help developers be more productive, but you're also saying that it's also helping them to deal with their mental health issues better. I'm something of an introvert. I like to go out, do the speaking, do the networking, things like that. But then I like to go and be someplace quiet for a while to sort of recharge. And I think that's sort of what you're getting at with the open office. I was going to bring up that guy on Twitter, the guy who wants to, who's risking time with his family over an app. That the Signal versus Noise, or I guess they're called Basecamp guys now, DHH and Jason Fried, they are definitely advocates of, not killing yourself for the job as well. And I definitely can agree with that. We often idolize or romanticize the 80-hour work week or something. And I'm not going to say that's never something that should be done, right? There may be one week out of your life where you crunch on something for 80 hours. That should not be the norm. It should not be something that we say, oh, if I'm not working 80 hours, then I'm a failure. I can definitely see some diminishing returns once you get past the 40 hours, 50-hour mark. You're not really doing anyone any good.
Right, exactly.
Now, I know we have OSMI, osmihelp.org. We want to go there to check out what you guys are doing. Are there any other resources you'd recommend to learn more about mental illness, especially in a tech workplace, that you'd recommend for the listeners?
There isn't a lot about the tech workplace, and that's why we've created a lot of the resources that we have. And so that's where you can go to our website, and under our resources section, you can find the handbooks that we've created. You can view videos of me talking, and also informational videos we've created for C-level executives and HR teams. We have a podcast that we do to interview people about mental health issues. We have a forum where people can discuss those things openly and anonymously if they choose to. And we have a lot of resources, external resources, linked under our resources section. We have a lot of stuff there. And then we link out to a lot of other good resources, too, with places that are doing good work. And so I would say osmihelp.org, that's the place to go.
What are some ways that listeners can help OSMI?
I think the first thing is just check out our materials. And if you think that they're cool, distribute them around. They're all Creative Commons licensed. You can freely distribute them, and you can even use them in your own kinds of work or as resources as you wish, just so long as we have attribution for that. That's why we create those things. The second thing is, if you like what we're doing and you want us to keep doing it, We are a nonprofit 501c3, and my main job and my full-time job is to run this organization now. I'd been a web developer for about 20 years, and I'm trying now to run this as a full-time job. If that's something you're interested in and you have the means, we do need financial support both from individuals and organizations. We have options for both. There's a lot of cool stuff that we could do with that. So if you're interested and feel that we're doing a good job, if you can provide us with financial support, that is something that's massively helpful to us.
Before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to promote?
Well, just that I'll be going around speaking at a lot of different places. I've booked a few different WordCamps for this summer. I think WordCamp DC, WordCamp Minneapolis, places like that. I'm going to be speaking at PyOhio, Python conference that's there in Columbus. A lot of cool stuff, and I'm excited to have the opportunities to do that. I'd say those are the big things. That if you want to go ahead and join our mailing list, it's right there on our website. You can sign up for it, and you'll find all the stuff that we're working on, which is all super cool stuff, and very excited to have the opportunities that we're getting afforded by being able to do this full time. So we'll have lots of exciting stuff coming up. I think it'll be very cool.
My guest today has been Ed Finkler. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
This has been the Cross-Cutting Concerns podcast, produced and recorded by Matt Groves 2017. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on social media and leave a review on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you downloaded this podcast. For show notes, please go to crosscuttingconcerns.com. This episode is recorded under the Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license. Hosting for this podcast was made possible in part by Microsoft. It was recorded and mixed with the help of Audacity, Skype, and Camtasia Recorder. The theme music is by The Dirty Truckers. You can buy the music on Amazon or iTunes. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on a future episode, please go to crosscuttingconcerns.com to submit your name and idea.